What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Monday Night Raw review. Kicking off this week's Monday Night Raw, we had The Fiend Bray Wyatt in the ring with Alexa Bliss. All of a sudden, the lights start to flash and we get breakthrough. They come out to the ring, they surround the ring, they surround The Fiend and Alexa Bliss. All of a sudden, the lights go out and they're gone. That leads us to the first match of the night. We get an 8-man tag team match where we get Retribution versus my favorite stable in wrestling today. Shout out to MVP and the Hurt Biz. You guys know how I feel about the Hurt Biz. Like I said, they are the best stable in wrestling today. Shout out to all of them. What's going on with Retribution? They had their debut. They have Mustafa Ali named as their leader, and then it's just been downhill from there. They get beat up real bad here by the Hurt Biz. Shout out to the Hurt Biz one more time. They get the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Trying to continue to build in this match.
Oh,
knee right to the back of the neck.
Goss back and forth.
AJ Styles into the cover. Kick out by Riddle. And a big right hand by AJ Styles. Trying to prevent Matt Riddle.
dangerous situation here along the top turnbuckle.
Oh, very dangerous situation, Tom.
Riddle's got his foot on the top of the post.
I do not next up, like we get the pro
Matt Riddle versus the phenomenal one, AJ Styles. And he has someone new with him. He's got the big man, the bodyguard from Raw Underground, Jordan. I'm not going to mess up your last name, so I'm just going to call you Big Jordan. Shout out to AJ Styles and his new bodyguard. Decent match here. I don't think these two could put on a bad match together when you have AJ Styles and Matt Riddle. These two are phenomenal in the ring. No pun intended. I like what both of them do. Hard-hitting actions off the top rope. Outside of the ring action. Slight interference from Jordan. I like this dynamic added to AJ Styles. AJ Styles gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Next up, we had my favorite female wrestler, Asuka, versus Lana. Why? Just why? Why? Why did Lana win the Battle Royal last week? Why is she in this match with Asuka? There's no way in hell she's going to beat Asuka to be the Raw Women's Champion. Just a big waste of time here. Asuka deserves better. Another week in a row with me saying that. Please, someone come give Asuka some real competition. Asuka gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1 star. Now, after the match is what I like. I like the Women's Tag Team Champions coming down to the ring and beating the hell out of the competition. Shayna Baszler versus Asuka. Now that is the savior Asuka needs. That's the match that Asuka needs. Asuka versus Shayna Baszler. Oh, I'm dying to see it. I feel like I'm watching an episode of AEW Dynamite because it just seems like WWE's trying to cram as many people on this show as they can, just like AEW does every single week. Now we have a fatal four-way tag team women's match with all four of these tag teams. Who cares? Who gives a damn? All this is just a big squash match for Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler to go over. I like what they do. The rest of these women are just basically squashed here. What's going on with the Riot Squad? I love what they do in the ring. They were brought back. They were given a push just to get the hell beat out of them again, 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 and again. The tag team champions get the win here. I'm going to give this match 1 star. Next up, we have a returning Elias. Shout out to Elias. I like what you do in the ring. He gets a small concert, and it's interrupted by charismatic enigma himself, Jeff Hardy. Well, I feel like I'm watching SmackDown from a couple weeks ago. It's like, hell, the draft didn't even matter. We had Matt Riddle and AJ Styles earlier. Now we have Kofi Kingston versus Sheamus.
Both men crashing down. Wow.
We're the same stuff going on here. I like what's going on during this match. Big E, he was on the WWE Thunderdome in the back, so I thought that was really cool. Him showing support for his boys, the New Day. And we already know he has a big issue with Sheamus.
Big E is celebrating at home, and he's got every reason to. What a gutsy performance.
It's an average match here. Kofi Kingston gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
It's the WWE Hall of Famer, Mark Henry.
Right.
He's feeling it, too. So is Big E. Got all the stars.
Once again, it feels like I'm still watching SmackDown from a couple weeks ago. We have heavy machinery, basically, with Otis dressed up as a luchador versus Miz and Morrison. Same old stuff, different coat of paint.
I'm thinking about the skull. What? Truth? Truth with the 24/7 title.
Did you make a wrong turn?
His championship, which has to be defended anytime, anywhere.
Hey, that was weird.
What is this?
Oh, well,
is Drew Gulak and Kira's hour.
That makes sense. Truth, run.
Oh, meanwhile, back inside the ring.
We got more. Oh,
the Lucha House Party. Oh, and they must have come out to support El Gran Gordo. Let's...
Lucha House Party's not sure what to make.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. Could it be?
Once again, we get another segment for the Hurt Biz. It looks like Titus O'Neil's trying to join the Hurt Biz. Not today, my friend.
Oh, the torta! It's the torta top!
Cover! El Gran Gordo has pinned the Miz!
Heavy Machinery gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1 star.
I wonder who that could be.
Yeah! Looks like I saved the best surprise for last.
And our fun is just getting started.
Yowie wowie! Bye! See ya! Bye!
We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that
defeating
Next
Braun
up, we have
Strowman.
Another battle with a big man. We have Braun Strowman versus Keith Lee.
We ain't done yet.
Keith Lee even feel the effects of this match.
Now, these two have got to be the softest big men WWE has ever had in the history of professional wrestling. These guys get beat on the regular. I just don't like what they're doing with either one of these. Both of these guys need a huge win to resurrect their careers. Braun Strowman's been getting beat up for years now. Still not doing nothing with him. Keith Lee, since he's been brought up to the main roster, it's just been downhill for him, too. Shout out to Braun Strowman. He gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1/2 star. Wrapping up Raw this week, we had the Hell in a Cell come down, and we had Randy Orton in the ring. He's giving his final promo to lead up to this weekend's pay-per-view. Drew McIntyre comes down. Randy Orton thinks he's safe, hidden behind the Hell in a Cell. Drew McIntyre goes, gets the lock cutter, cuts the lock, and he's inside of the cage. Randy Orton has a steel chair, and we go off the air. This episode of Monday Night Raw, I'm going to give it 2 stars. This was the season premiere, and this was the best that you guys could do. We didn't get really any fresh matches, anything, nothing new going on. It's just, man, more of the same. Do something new for us. Once again, third time me saying it this show. Shout out to the Hurt Biz, my favorite stable in wrestling. I love what they're doing. Let's get rid of Retribution. There's just been bad storylines, bad booking. They got beat here. Then they got beat up by The Fiend all by himself. Let's just start over with that. Mustafa Ali, not a good leader. Interested to see what happens this weekend in the Hell in a Cell match between Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. Can't wait to see what they do in the Hell in a Cell match. It's been going on all summer. They had their match at SummerSlam. A couple matches here back and forth over Raw in the past couple pay-per-views. So let's see what they can do inside the Hell in a Cell structure. What the hell is going on with the Raw women's division? Asuka the champ, no competition. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax run through everybody. It's just like Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Asuka, and everybody else is way down here. I'm not really feeling that. There's no contenders on Raw for any of the women's championship. They need to just scrap that, unify the women's champion, have one women's champion, one women's tag team champion, and just let that be. All in all, this was a decent show. Like I said, it just felt like the SmackDown remix on Raw, so I wasn't really feeling it. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, and support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Hey.